What's up, everybody? It's Damon Snacks Harrison. It's week 13, big week against the Steelers. Let's head to work. Growing up in Louisiana, it was tough. I never played organized sports. I always played around the neighborhood and the projects that I grew up in. And we would travel to other neighborhoods with our football team and our basketball team. And, just compete against each other. But it wasn't too many people, where I came from playing organized sports. I decided to play basketball when I got to high school, my ninth grade year. So I made the junior varsity team. But my parents couldn't afford to get me back and forth to practice after school. So eventually I had to quit because I was walking home from school after basketball practice because I was too proud to ask anybody for a ride home, which was probably about 3.5 miles or something like that. I moved to Lake Charles my sophomore year, and it was closer to home, but I was still walking home. And, junior varsity again in varsity. And I was doing pretty good. And then my junior and senior years is when I really took off and, became one of the best players in my area.
Although he excelled at basketball in high school, it would be the sport of football that paved his way for success.
I wasn't recruited. Coming out of high school, I sent out an email to some college coaches, just asking them for an opportunity to play football. And, I told them I would prove myself worthy of a scholarship. So one guy from Northwest Mississippi Community College, Stephen Miller, he responded. And I went through the whole process there. And I learned really quickly that I wasn't ready. I played 1 year of football. So I signed a release form and ended up going back home to work at Walmart overnight stocking. I did that for some time. And it was one morning, Stephen Miller called my mom's phone and she came in the room and gave me the phone. He left Mississippi and got the job at William Penn. And he offered me a scholarship there. And I was ready to go. And I just took the scholarship offer. And I went in the room, told my mom, but what's funny is Walmart called a couple minutes later and offered me the full-time position there, and had Walmart called me first, I'd have took the job at Walmart.
Even though the odds were stacked against him, Damon always kept his eye on the prize.
Some had me projected to go as high as the fourth round and as low as a tryout. So the third day I was expecting a call, and I didn't get the call. I was in constant contact with some teams throughout the sixth and the seventh round. When the call didn't come, life just kind of hit me, and I was just wondering what I'm going to do now. My agent gave me a call. He said we had some opportunities to go to, sign an undrafted free agent contract with some of these teams, and he explained the process to me, told me what it would be, and he said that he thinks the best opportunity was with the New York Jets. He said, for the first 2 years, you'll be on practice squad. And then the third year, you'll be fighting for a roster spot. And it's one thing about me, anybody who knows me, I don't allow anyone to put limitations on my life. I don't like anybody to tell me what I can or what I can't do. That really, really bothers me. So that was one of my things that I use as motivation.
Brady to throw. Going down inside his own five. Damon Harrison.
I did pretty good during my time there with the Jets, and was fortunate enough to get recognized, by a few teams, and then free agency comes around, and it was hard. I didn't want to leave, to be honest with you. It was a very emotional decision, and it just took a while to, let that go, but just accept that that's no longer, a part of my current life. I love that every time I go to work, I get to see everybody that's done so much for the Giants franchise. From, Lawrence Taylor, you get to see all the former the owners on the wall, the Pro Football Hall of Fame players that they have. I get to see all of the newspapers on the wall from, when the Giants were doing some great things from, way back in the day, to Eli Manning in the two past Super Bowls. So just the history is chilling. And you get to see the four Super Bowl trophies too every day. To see that, that's everybody's goal. You played this game, you started playing this game to win the Super Bowl.
Breeze on second down. Finds Ingram, but he is swallowed up immediately
Big Hankins is my guy, man. You know, that was I would say that was the first person that I reached out to from the Giants organization, you know, on the player side, because we're big guys. We can relate to each other a lot. You know, you can see our relationship has grown now to where we talk a lot of football, we talk a lot of life, and that's become one of my closer friends on the team. Well, you have a chance to hear on Sunday, you know, how much on him I am. I'm on him every single day, on and off the field, game time or not. I'm on him about pushing himself to be a better player, because the better Hankins is, the better the defensive line is, and the better the team is as a whole. So I'm constantly pushing him and on him. And he gave me permission to do it. I think now he's regretting it. I think now he's regretting it, but it's all in good faith and all in good fun.
Show him, Hank. Show him, look.
Hey.
Look my dog.
I the cow is on in the jail right now. And he turned from happy to mean.
See what I do? To have a positive effect on my guys, man.
But the defensive line, you know, JPP, you know, is the first name that pop up in your mind because of, you know, his play of late during the season. He's came close a lot. And, you know, now to see him finally get the sacks, you know, it's a good feeling, because you have no choice but to root for a guy like JPP.
The man said he would get 3 sacks today, and he did it. That's crazy.
If you ever sit down and have a conversation with him or talk to him, you'll see, like, he's genuinely one of the greatest human beings on planet Earth, just as a human. I've never met anybody like him before.
McCown drops straight back in the pocket, gets hit, ball comes out, intercepted! Picked off on the fly, Jason Pierre-Paul's got it to the 10-5, touchdown Giants!
Boy, he's having a game today.
You love me out here, bro!
He's confident now, and he has the ability to be able to be confident. And you add Olivier Vernon.
You hesitate on the pass, you're in trouble, and Olivier Vernon puts him down and a loss of 3 yards.
Just getting to know what Olivier Vernon is thinking on a certain play. You know, if you get this kind of block, what are you doing? And the same for JPP and Hankins as well. So, you know, you see it all coming together now, later in the year. We wish it would have came together sooner. But I think this is the perfect time for it to be doing it.
Dalton back, he's looking left all the way. Gets sacked! Back at the 23. I don't know how you could split a sack 4 ways, but all 4 Giant linemen were there.
That's like Mama said, the pie is ready, and all the kids came and got a piece.
This week against the Steelers, it's a huge week. We know how much it means for both sides, not only for, you know, future references, but for now. We have a goal we're trying to accomplish, and the Steelers do as well. So, it's all about just executing your game plan, and, you know, that'll all be settled on the field.
Hand off Howard. Runs right into Snacks, who gobbles him up.
Snacks
like a cracker.
Get in my belly.
Time to get ready for Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, here we come.
We're sitting pretty, looking pretty.
I'm headed to the game, man, on the early, but got my boy JPP with me.
Already.
Got my boy Hankins with me.
Also ready. I'm hyped. I'm beyond hyped. And I mean that.
No, man, it's almost game time. I'm headed down the early bus, so catch up with you guys later.
Go and get the money. 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 Go get the money.
Let's go, baby.
I see you,
Tim. You here, baby?
Come on now.
What up?
Come on now, 82. 17. Robbie. See, y'all gonna get an inside look at all that shit I be talking. People don't know I talk a lot of shit. Y'all gonna get an inside red look at the Snacks be talking. I talk it because I can walk it. Oh, I almost fell. Sniper. Sniper. Don't you show that on TV. Let's go 20.
Have fun, man.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to tell you after this game if I'm going to call you Jackrabbit or not. All
right.
Or it's going to be Janoor. You can call me by my government or you can call me Snack. I feel you. 4-1. Can I get it one time? Hey, oh, 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 oh. That boy, that crazy.
We need this, bro. Start fast, finish strong.
Yeah.
Start fast, finish strong.
Yeah.
On three. 1, 2, 3. Start fast, finish strong.
That was one hell of a speech, Ten. I don't know if you call it a speech. What they say, plain talk equals plain understanding.
Keep it simple, baby. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah. That was as real as they come right there. Your time now, one. Come on, I 73, you ain't gonna start today.
Brown in motion from left to right, Bell the tailback. Play fake, Roethlisberger to throw, pumps, now looks, checks it down left, completes it to his safety valve, running left is Bell, and he's shouldered out of bounds by Casillas after a gain of 8, almost 9.
Hey, Sip, that's my fault, I should have hit him on that screen. When I saw him hopping behind the line, I was about to just, some say, like, just run through him. But when he turned around, I thought the quarterback had the ball in the air, and if I hit him while the ball in the air, that's a penalty, right? Yeah. See, he got me.
He hit him when he already threw it.
I think he started high-legging right when I bought him. I said, Hey, you ain't doing that again. You ain't running from me again. Holding. You. Damn sure you. Everything looked like screen. Everything looked like screen. Hey, sir. It's hard to rush the passer, bro. Everything looked like screen. Everything. Keep fighting. You good? 1-3. We straight. Like the man said, a little adversity.
Yeah.
A little adversity never hurt nobody. I still look like Willie. I still look like Willie. I still look like Willie Colon. I still look like Willie. Stop all that damn dancing, 26.
Three receivers fanned out tight left, one tight to the right. Roethlisberger takes the shotgun snap. He's back to throw. Nobody's open. He's looking. He's looking. Now he throws one down the right sideline, and nobody covers the tight end Green. They let him go. He's in Giant territory and tackled at the Giants' 27-yard line.
Call a timeout if y'all got to. Call a timeout if y'all got to.
Over the tight ends and the tackles. We got to, because he's dancing so much in the backfield, we just got to hold the point.
Yeah, don't be playing too early.
We can't jump around like we normally do.
Yeah. Don't let him get out of that JP game.
He's out of here.
I'm just saying.
Because
you're going to get anxious trying to make a play.
I did.
But I got anxious too now. I'm like, nah, it don't come.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I did too, though.
Hey, we knew they were going to settle the score early on. We knew they were going to settle the score early. Just keep playing.
A little adversity. Y'all good? Y'all good? A little adversity, we good. 20, get us out this hole, baby. Get us out this hole. Hey, because I'm going to block for you. I'm running, tired. I'm going to block all the way to the end zone. If you're about to get caught, just pitch it.
Roethlisberger takes the snap. He's looking right, avoids some pressure. Buying time with his legs, he's going to roll right, now throw it into the end zone, and the pass is caught by Antonio Brown in the back of the end zone for the touchdown.
We got to stay in our gaps, boy. You're not looking like us out here, bro. Bro, it's going to be hard to come back if we score them a touchdown, bro. We can't let them get a touchdown.
Roethlisberger back, pumps left, now looking right, nobody's open. And now Ben is going to get sacked back at the 31-yard line.
Bro, we got to do something. I got a feeling. Tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I got a feeling. Bring it in. Hey, Rob, come here. Hey, it's a lot of that's going on. Come in here. It's a lot of that's going on, and we worried about too much. Bro, let's play our ball. Playmakers make plays. You smell blood, Mr. Ralph. We smell blood. Oh, yeah. I got you. Check this out. Check this out. God, you got out of my grab.
So first and 10 at the 15. Little draw play to Bell. Picks his way up the middle. They move the pile out to the 18-yard line. Giants say the ball came out. And let's see what officials say. Yeah, they say a giant ball.
Throw it.
That's the way to play, brother. Hey, that's the way to play. What?
I told him we smell blood. I said, ref, we smell blood. He said, go get it. I said, watch this. They call a spike. You can't do that thing. I can't go. You got what? That fourth fumble? No. JC got it. I hit him and held the arm, coach. I hit him and held the arm. You didn't see JC come punching? I got the tackle. That's all I'm saying.
Second and 6. Manning over center. Play fake. Fakes the end around. Now he's going to fire one to the right. Completes it to the right side and into the end zone for a touchdown is Rashad Jennings. The Giants gave the Steelers a taste of their own medicine with a little screen on the fake end around reaction. And the Giants are on the board.
Let's go. Keep your foot on the gas, baby. Keep your foot on the gas.
Come on, baby.
Snack.
Come here.
Snack.
You know I knew your name.
Uh-uh.
Roethlisberger on a first and 10 from his own 12. Takes the snap, play fake. He's back to throw. He pumps, fires one high over the middle, and completes it over the middle. And bouncing off a tackle is the tight end Green. All the way out to the 45-yard line.
No, we can't have that. Let's go, fellas. We not looking like us. We not swagging like us. We not swagging like us. What's up, man?
Roethlisberger calls out signals. Takes the snap. Looking left. Now throwing toward the end zone. Wide open. Touchdown, Pittsburgh. Gets you the tight end, Ladarius Green.
We see what they gotta give us. Now let's go play ball for real now. Let's go get it now, bro. Let's go.
Tufo, you ready? You ready, Rook? Make your mark, baby. Make your mark.
Shotgun snap, Roethlisberger back. He's looking. Deep ball down the right side. The pass is
intercepted
by Eli Apple. He took it away from Eli Rogers. They're gonna rule him down by contact at the 46.
Hey! Eli! Hey, that's a big boy play!
That's a big boy football!
Right there.
Right
AV name on it! That's big boy football!
Hey, Eli! Eli, keeping that for you. Hey, they gonna give you that ball later now.
Hey, appreciate that. We need scores, quick scores, man, quick scores.
Manning takes the snap, back to throw. Rolls to his right, looking, now throws it back over the middle of the field in traffic, and it's going to get intercepted. Picked off, running at the 10-yard line is Sean Davis. Now Davis out to the 25. Davis still going up the right sideline, and finally knocked out of bounds by John Jerry.
We good, Tim. We ain't finna lay down. I'll be down. You got to block somebody by yourself.
Manning in a shotgun sends. He's back to throw. He lobs one right corner of the end zone, caught by Shepard for the touchdown. Sterling Shepard with a 6th touchdown catch of the season.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Playing, man, playing great.
Good job. Good luck to you.
Good?
Always fun doing these, huh?
Always, man.
Wish you the best. Stay healthy.
I hope it's not the last one.
I know. It shouldn't be. Right. Take care of yourself. All right. Good luck, buddy. Steelers.
Giants are going to fall to 8-4 with the hottest team in the NFL, the best team in the NFL, record-wise, the Dallas Cowboys coming in for a Sunday night showdown.
What's up, everybody? It's Snacks checking in. And tough loss on yesterday, man. But you know the good thing about the NFL, or you know the early portions of the year, is that you get to go out the next week and prove yourself again. And you know, it's rivalry week again. We got Dallas coming into town on a little Sunday night football. So you know, it's time to flush last week and move on to this next week, because we got a big one coming up against Dallas this week, division game.